Hey everybody, Jeff Joniak, and welcome to ChicagoBears.com, this week's Detroit Lions version of Keys to the Game. And how exciting is it to be 3-0 going into a game in the division on the road at Ford Field where you can come out and be two full games ahead of the Detroit Lions? Let's see how they can possibly get it done. ChicagoBears.com presents Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico. On offense, in three games, the Bears have already blocked Geno Atkins and Michael Johnson and Jared Allen and Kevin Williams and Lamar Woodley in a variety of fronts and blitzes. Well, they'll get a stiff test from the interior of the Lions defense, starting with a dominant tackle in Ndamukong Suh. He was dominant against the Vikings in the opener. Seven quarterback hurries, a hit, and that opened the door for young Nick Fairley to get a couple of sacks. The website Pro Football Focus has determined that Sue's pass rushing productivity after three games is the highest in the league among all defensive tackles. So a guy like Kyle Long, his game is quickness and power, and this will be a battle to watch. It's not just Kyle, obviously. It's the whole group. And in the end, the front five plus the tight ends, the backs, and the receivers have combined to create a confident environment for quarterback Jay Cutler to make plays in and out of the pocket, even when he does feel some pressure. In key moments in the first three games, Cutler has been clutch because of that protection. Defensively, given the skill set of the Lions' offense, giving up some yardage to prevent touchdowns is probably the best course of action. In order to do that, the Bears' tackling needs to continue to improve. If they allow a completion, Calvin Johnson, Reggie Bush, Joik Bell, Brandon Pettigrew have to be limited in their yards after the catch. No one in the NFL has done a better job on Johnson than Charles Tillman. He challenges every throw, he plays physical with him, and he often does so without safety help. Now, I don't know if that'll continue, given that Tillman is less than 100%, or if the Bears will not give him that safety help, but the coverage call on Johnson in the red zone is going to be a key factor in this game. Tillman's positioning has to be near perfect with his eyes on Stafford and in a position to make a play on the ball against a unique physical specimen. He's got three TDs already this season and nearly 100 yards after the catch. And Stafford, a year ago, the only QB in football to throw it more than 700 times, but the Lions dropped a lot of passes, 45 to lead the league, including 14 by Johnson. Bears get a break when Nate Burleson suffered a broken arm in a car accident this week. Big break for the Bears defense because Burleson takes advantage of the matchups Johnson's presence affords him. You got to lay the hammer on special teams. It's going to be a highly charged environment, and the opening kickoff rough stuff through the whistle will be something to keep an eye on throughout the game. The Bears have players like a Blake Costanzo and Eric Weems who are tempo setters. They hit and they jaw, and letting the Lions know they're going to be around for 3 hours plus is something they like to do. So the Lions have a rookie punter in Sam Martin. They got a new veteran kicker in David Akers and a new return man in Michael Spurlock. They were bottom of the barrel in the return game in 2012, one of only four teams who failed to return a kick more than 40 yards, and one of only five teams without any return play longer than 50 yards. Spurlock's longest kick return this season, just 23. His longest punt return, 11. You can't fall asleep on them, but that's where they're at right now. Early last season, the Lions really struggled covering kicks and punts, but they got better as the season went on. Lastly, Mark Trestman coined the phrase poise in the noise leading up to the Pittsburgh game in week three. And let me tell you, it can get loud at Heinz Field, but it wasn't filled to capacity, and the Bears took the juice out of the building, jumping to a 17-0 lead in the first 13 minutes. Anemic as the last decade plus has been for the Lions, they have an exciting team that is 2-1. The fans will likely pack Ford Field for this late September showdown with the Bears. Now, indoor road football in the NFC North creates a different level of noise with more than a hint of distaste for the visitors. This is the intangible for week four. Can the Bears remain poised in the noise, but also poised if and when the Lions go the tough guy route and pull some of the shenanigans they've become known for, in particular the unnecessary rough stuff from defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh? So that's going to wrap up this week's Keys to the Game. Bears-Lions on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM starting with a pregame show at 9, kickoff at noon from Ford Field in Detroit. Should be an outstanding affair and, as I said earlier, a supercharged environment in the NFC North. Thanks for watching, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak. I'll talk to you next time on ChicagoBears.com. ChicagoBears.com presents Joniak's Keys to the Game, brought to you by Athletico.